Life is not fair, but life and God are good. The majority of things, personal relationships, activities, and efforts that people develop, perform, or put into play are of their own choosing. Most of life is not generally forced upon you. You choose the way and direction in which you personally desire to travel. This means that in America you have the ability and the personal freedom to select and change any of these type things or situations as you wish or as they exist. All of the quality of your or anyone else's life is predicated upon your personal mental attitude. Whatever that attitude is, either positive or negative, healthy or unhealthy, abundance or scarcity, will determine the type and quality of the life you live. You choose because you are the only one in control of making those choices. God gave you complete and total control over your own thoughts. The type and quality of your personal choices will always be based upon the attitude you possess. That, of course, means that if things in your life are good and positive and productive, then great. Charge on. Keep moving. Don't change. Work hard and be happy. However, if things in your life are not what you want them to be, then change. Do something about it. You are in total control of the type and timing of all of your thoughts. Every action you take was preceded by a thought. I was once told that it only takes 1/1,000,000,000th of a volt of electricity to create a new thought. From all the accumulated unhappiness, suffering, and misery floating around us throughout the world, it would appear that a vast majority of people on the earth are terrified of and therefore won't take the risk of self-electrocution. To end well can best be ensured by starting well. Starting well must have as its foundation an individual who possesses a positive mental attitude, who lives out of an attitude of abundance, and who full well knows where he or she is going in life and how they are going to get there. You cannot get to where it is you really want to go without first knowing where it is that you are going. All true success is developed throughout your life based upon your predetermined and passion-filled efforts towards the accomplishment of your own purposes. You are the only one on earth who has the right, the authority, and the capability to take you where it is that you really want to go. You are the boss. You are in charge. No one has ever promised you that life is going to be a bowl of cherries, that everything that will happen to you will be good and positive and helpful. Liberal politicians will promise all kinds of something for nothing innuendos or social programs. But they all fail to deliver the promised value or benefit. Why? Because there is no price to be paid for such free or no-charge things and benefits. Consequently, these freebies have no real or lasting value, and in the long-term scheme of things, all such false promises prove to be more detrimental than beneficial to the recipients. If you truly do desire to be successful and blessed during the course of your life here on earth, then may I suggest to you that you adopt the positive mental attitude and mindset as related in the song entitled, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Life is not fair. It never has been since the fall of Adam and Eve. So if you desire for life to be good or to become good, and therefore much better than presently exists within your personal situation, then you make some necessary changes. If you want to really get the ball rolling towards long-term happiness and success, then begin making these needed changes with your own personal mindset. There is no need for you to wait on anybody. Change the way you look at things. Be grateful for everything happening to you or about to happen to you, whether it is in your favor or not. Begin to look for beneficial opportunities available for you to take advantage of as you go about your day. Stop being angry or upset. If you desire to change something that is going on in your life, and you are able to change it or its effects upon you, then change it. If you cannot change it, stop worrying about it and its potential unverified impact on you and your life. Begin looking at every event, person, or opportunity that comes into your life as a chance to progress further up the road to your own success. Begin living by the personal creed that everything that comes into your life provides you the chance to get to do something for your own betterment. Tell yourself multiple times every day that life is good. Speak these words out loud to yourself and to all others with whom you come into contact. And then freely confess your desire for only those things in your life that you truly want or need, whether you presently have them or not. Never utter one word or think one thought about anything negative or undesirable. And finally, put a smile on your face. Other good people do not want to be around unhappy, critical, or fault-finding complainers. Just think about it for a moment. You don't have to go to work or make another telephone call or set up another appointment. You get to do those things. You don't have to go to the grocery store or take the kids to baseball practice or cook another meal for your family. You get to do those things. And who knows? They might just put you in the right place at the right time to meet or be introduced or to begin a new personal relationship with other people that will end up changing your whole world for the better. Whatever the situation that you are now facing, no matter how insurmountable the odds are against you for achieving any kind of meaningful success, you just handle that which you are capable of handling. You persevere. You continue to portray joyfulness, positive anticipation, and courage as you move forward as best you are able, given the situation you face. This task, no matter how difficult it appears to be for you, is always made much easier if you have been wise enough to establish and develop a strong and deep spiritual root for your life. Oh yes, dear friends, life is not always fair, but as long as there is a God in heaven who loves and cares for you, life is always good. Leaders gotta lead.